Hi, Emily. I was wondering if you could help me with a few questions. I was looking at your web page, and what type of behavioral problems do you look at? Yeah, sorry, that would help, wouldn't it? Birds. Okay. It used to be one, and then she sort of calmed down, and now it's the other one. He's self-mutilating me. He just seems to be biting for no reason. We can be sitting, and he'll come up and give me kisses, and the next second he's latched on, and he won't let go of my hand. It's got to the extent that now I have to pry him off, and then now he bites that hand as well, so I'm bleeding both hands. It's just, they're green cheek Konya, but I keep saying he's actually a girl. We found out that about 2 years ago. He laid an egg, so I'd like to say yes, I think it's hormonal, but it's just like a brain snap or a brain fart. Like he'll be in the middle of doing nothing. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because it's to the extent that I can't keep doing it. I mean, I love him a lot, or love her, whatever. We keep calling him a him because we've had him for so long that we've just known him as a him. But and he was the best out of the two, and it's just been I have to wear earmuffs now around the house because he just. And it's not even the jewelry, it's just the ear, but he doesn't do it to my husband, he only does it to me. And it's to the extent that it's like somebody's taken a knife and cut your ears off or cut your hands off. Like I have fibromyalgia as well, so what hurts you is like a bomb going off in me. And I'm just worried that I'm going to hurt him because I've, it's just a shock. And then you've got him in your hand, but he's latched onto that hand and you try to flick him off. And I'm worried, I've got so many things. I've got something on every day next week, and I work as well. And I'm like, for crying out loud, But like even this morning, they took them out to go to the toilet, and I think it was my own fault because he gave me the triggers that he wanted to walk away, and then I walked after him. And then I went to put my hand down and he latched on. So that was a me problem, not a him problem. But I just feel like I want to give him away. I just, yeah. So I need to come and see someone. What days do you have available? Okay. Sorry, I'm just going to get a pen and paper so I can write. What time Tuesday? Oh no, I'm sorry, I've got to take someone to the hospital on Tuesday, so and that's at 2 o'clock, so that day's out. I would have said yes, but when a friend asks you, she never asks you, you feel like, yeah, well, I better say yes. Sorry. Wednesday. What times do you have on a Wednesday? Okay. shunt. Yeah. Okay. About 10 o'clock, 10:30 after that. I just don't want to being caught in the traffic because he throws up in the car as soon as I get. He does as soon as he's in the car. He and we haven't even left the garage yet. The door's not even up. He's, you know, doing the head bob. I'm going to chug up. But it's not even going anywhere. But by the time we get to the first roundabout, which is only just up the road a little, he's already flicking it everywhere. So, I know, right? I just 10:40 would be good. 10:40, and we have been there before. Yeah. George. Well, sorry. George, I'm going to keep him as a he, even though he's a G. McGee, MCGEE. And is it possible to have their name? I've got to bring Apple because Apple won't come without, well, George, they won't. Thank you. Sure. Okay, is it possible to have both their nails done while we're there? But they bite, so, you know, something. Or it could be just me that they're, you know, that I'm just their flesh eater at the moment. I don't, you know. You know, she was the one that was the worst. She doesn't like to be touched. She doesn't like cuddles, you know. He lies back in my hand and his feet's in the air and then he gets off and he comes around and gives you kisses. But now I don't trust him even to do that. And I don't even want to hold him because I feel like I have to turn my hands under because he's just going to latch on and I just don't know when. And now to the point this morning, I've copped another 2 bites this morning and I'm like, I don't even want to let him out. Yeah. Arid life. Arid. Yeah. As I said, it's just like a brain fart. Like he's just been kissing me. Yeah, no problem. And he walks down to my leg, no problem. And then I'm not doing anything with my hands or anything. And then he just whack. And you're just not expecting it because, you know, nothing's happened. I don't understand if I was waving my phone around or, you know, doing something, poking at him or tried to pat him, I understand, but it's not even on those occasions. Thank you. Okay, thank you. Can you tell me who it would be with? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thanks for talking with me. Right. Yeah. Thank you. Bye.